time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. And now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave. And good Tuesday afternoon, and it's a wonderful Tuesday afternoon out there.
It's a wonderful Tuesday afternoon. But I'm still healing. I had a confrontation last week.
Uh-huh. Do you want to pull your microphone a little bit closer?
No.
Okay. You can sound hollow. That's fine.
Well, how's this? A little bit
better?
That's
a little bit better. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you critiquing me? Are you criticizing me?
No, no, no. I'm just trying to...
I am trying to enhance
you.
I am on a hair trigger today.
You are. So you had some kind of a
confrontation with a raging dermatologist with a nitrogen bottle. I got zapped all over my body.
Oh, that's what the band-aids are there for, or what?
Look at these things.
Man, I'm telling you.
Well, I could have said they were from my experiences helping out the people in California through the snow thing with my nuclear-powered...
You could have said that. It would have been true, but you could have said that.
They wanted me to see if I could use some of the heat generated from the... nuclear power pump.
To melt things down. Yeah. To at least open up the highway, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty big highway.
You know what? I was successful, but it immediately turned to ice.
Ooh.
And
so you were only
get out of
partially
here.
Successful, yeah.
Yeah, so it's been a busy week for me. Busy, busy, busy. So, yeah. Well, I tell you what, that... have you ever been zapped with the nitrogen?
No, I haven't.
Well.
Is that for the skin tags type thing?
Well, no, it's for, not cancerous, but precancerous, growths that you,
they, oh, okay.
You, yeah. I mean, you can't see them, but the dermatologist is, I think she,
The dermatologist can see it, but you can.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sounds like a scam to me.
Yeah. I think she has stock in this nitrogen company. That's what they use is liquid nitrogen. It's like -75 degrees.
Yeah, as you say, it freezes it right off. Yeah.
So, and as we were talking before we got on the air, my relatives are from Scotland.
Scotland.
Right? And my mother was a redhead, so I got her skin, which isn't good.
No. Redheads don't do real well in the sun.
Oh, no. She had the fairest skin. I mean, freckles and everything. And
that's because they get nothing but rain out there, right?
What's that?
In Scotland, nothing but rain out there, right?
Well, no, she wasn't from Scotland. My grandmother was from Scotland.
Oh, okay.
My mother was the first generation.
Ah, okay.
And married a Scotsman from the same island, and they settled in Niagara Falls, and... so she was so fair that she got burnt under shade. I mean, she was really had to be careful. And I got some of my, am I close enough now?
No, you were fine.
I just want to make sure
I'm
close.
You're fine there too.
Oh, okay.
Whatever you wish, my friend.
Well, no, it can't be whatever I wish. I tried the first time. He said, get closer. I'm very sensitive.
I just don't want you to sound hollow because you are not a hollow person.
How do you know? Have you ever cut me open to see what I got inside of me?
I actually didn't mean that kind of hollow, but okay. I have a peanut butter knife here somewhere. I can check if you really really wish.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I've been watching a lot of episodes of House, so I think I know how this works.
Oh, my old house?
No. House, the doctor. From Fox, way back when.
Oh.
Actually, I think they're getting in line to try and bring it back, the series.
I never watched it.
Oh.
No.
I don't think it bothers me when they have these things going through the blood vessels and they show it on TV. You know, I turn my head, but then I turn it back.
Well, my doctor, when I had my knee replaced, said, you can watch the procedure on YouTube. I said, no, thank you.
On YouTube?
Yeah, thank you. One doctor, I had a podiatrist that helped me with my foot. He says, that's how I learned to do surgery, is YouTube. I never knew how to do that.
That does not give me a heck of a lot of confidence.
He was doing it tongue-in-cheek.
Oh, okay.
But you could
that would not give me a lot of confidence.
You could watch you can watch anything on YouTube, apparently.
You can. I actually have done a lot of instructional videos on YouTube.
I didn't know how to change in my other car the headlight.
Ah.
And I said, gee, and it was really not complicated at all watching it. It's, you know, it's easier to watch something than read it and see how they actually do it.
Right.
So it's very helpful in that regard.
It is. But surgery is another thing.
No. I mean, clipping nose hairs, too. There's a great YouTube video on that.
Okay.
I just want to let you know that. I've been failing here lately. Failing. So, anyway. What do you want to start? Oh, we have to congratulate.
There's two congratulations to give out. Go ahead and.
The Caitlin Clark
one? Yes, that one is a big one, yeah.
Yeah, I don't watch any right now college basketball whatsoever. I do watch the tournaments. And, you know, the Final Four Women's Championship will be held at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Oh, will it? Okay.
And I guess the tickets are going. Very fast, three figures, $100 plus.
Wow.
And that's good for college, women's college. They play very hard. And I maybe one day, I don't know if a woman would ever be able to break into the men's and National Basketball Association. But, it's supposed to be a no-contact sport, but there's a lot of work under the boards and things like that, men certainly have the advantage of. But she is a pure shooter and surpassed the other woman. I forgot what her name was. But
also surpassed Pistol Pete Maravich. Now, here's the thing, though. Back in Pistol Pete's day, they did not have the three-point. And so... Therefore, we actually don't know how many points he would have had under today's rules. But still, she has surpassed even the male milestone. And she said that doesn't matter to her. This is the female one because she doesn't think that the women should strive to try and beat the male record because it's hard. Well, it's even going to be harder because if you have a guy that's good, what do you think the chances are of him staying in college for 4 years now?
Oh no!
If they're that good,
I mean, I think they're going to even revert back to allowing high school after you graduate from high school go into the G League.
I think you go straight into G League.
Well,
yeah.
And of course, I'm sure the next record you're going to talk about is about him.
Yes.
But anyway, Pistol Pete had 3,667 points in his college career, and she surpassed that by a free. Throw. I think it was.
Well, the free throw broke it, but she went beyond that too.
Yeah, and everything now is.
It's gravy train, yeah.
I was going to say whipped cream.
Oh, okay. I like
gravy train. Gravy train is for dogs, isn't it?
Well, no.
Alpo, and do they even make gravy train?
Oh, they do. They do. They just don't advertise it anymore.
Why?
I don't know.
That was gross stuff. I got
really
my dogs several dogs ago. I got some gravy. Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, you maybe didn't mix it right.
Well, I read the instructions.
Yeah, part one, add gravy train. Part two, add water. Part three, stir it up. Maybe you didn't stir it.
And the dog looked at me and gave me, like, you know, what? What are you giving me, man?
It's like those Gaines burgers. Remember those Gaines burgers? I don't even live around any Gaines burgers.
Well, I barely know. I barely know
right.
this.
You saw it on YouTube, an old commercial.
Thank goodness for YouTube because the stuff that you experienced, I can get on YouTube and look at it. Now, Gravy Train was around when I was in my teens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Gainsburger.
It's still there. They don't advertise anymore.
The Gainsburger, though. That's gone.
I'm pretty sure that's gone, isn't it?
That made of? Can you imagine?
Remember was there that Pro Burger thing that they used to, my dad bought into when there was the hamburger shortage? And so they had the Pro Burger that you could fry up.
But isn't that the Impossible Burger?
No. But it had a lot of soy in there. It was like, half to three quarters soy and like, you know, a third actual meat.
Well, you know, the meat they use for dogs are, you know,
horse meat. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know I was a manager of when Dairy Mart was, when Lawson's was switching over to Dairy Mart.
Mm-hmm.
And, one of the cans that I was cleaning off the shelves and dusting things and getting rid of, and in the back behind, in the dog food aisle, way back in the back, there's one that said, real horse meat included. I didn't know that that was a big thing of pride or anything, but.
No, I guess horse meat.
My understanding is horse meat is kind of tough. Pretty tough.
Well, I don't know. I mean. Mr. Ed was a kind of a tough guy, you know. Was
well, yeah. Well, just that I had one of the women. There was a part of an interview from. She was in World War II. She was a young lady, and her husband was killed in the war. But one thing is, during the war, of course, you had ration coupons for everything, and meat was one of them. Mm-hmm. And they happened to be, but it doesn't mean you could find the meat because mm-hmm. he was up somewhere around Parma, and. They found a butcher that had meat. They take it home and say that it was the toughest thing they'd ever eaten. And to realize that he got caught selling horse meat, but she didn't get her coupons back for the regular meat.
Oh.
So.
Well, horse meat is a staple.
Okay. I could glue that one together.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a staple in some societies. I guess Korea, which I want to visit one day.
Yeah.
But I probably have to do it alone. My wife won't.
Pomeranian review on that.
Well, yeah. But anyway, they up until recently, they could eat dog.
Yeah.
Which is terrible. Terrible. But they outlawed it finally. Now, North Korea, I don't know. They probably eat themselves.
Well, they have to. I mean, they spend all their money on rockets.
Yeah, that's a shame. Anyway, so Gainsburger, I guess. Gosh, I remember somebody saying Gainsburger.
We tried that once when we took our dog on a trip. And so we took it because they didn't even require a can. They didn't require refrigeration, which makes you wonder what the heck it actually was. Yeah.
Wow. The gravy train, though. Woof. Woof.
Woof.
Woof.
Yeah.
I spoil my new dog, Ozzy. He gets really good dry food, but I put in real chicken.
Real chicken.
And I stir it up for him, and then he gets green beans. The dogs love green beans. Did you know that?
I did not know that. I know that when I had to put my dog on a diet, I felt so bad about how little I was allowed to give him. But they said, you could mix lettuce in there, and it will help fill them up. So I did put lettuce in there, mixed it all up, and he ate, cleaned out the bowl, and the lettuce as well. Actually, my dog wasn't overweight till I got married again.
Uh-huh.
And I never, what I would never do is feed my dog at the table. But she knew that after the meal, I had saved some aside, I would take it over and put it in a dish. My wife started feeding her at the table, then she barked whenever she wanted something, and that was her fault. That was her fault.
I am guilty.
Of feeding at the table?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He gets up there.
He gives you those eyes.
He gives me those eyes. And then he puts his paw on my lap. And he looks at me like, paw. That's why he calls me paw. Give me something, please. And Nancy's giving me these laser looks like, better not. Better not. So I accidentally drop things. So, but green beans, it fills them up too, and it's very good for them.
Okay. And, okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, what we were talking about?
I don't know how we got there from basketball. Well,
the gravy train.
Oh, the gravy train.
She's
okay.
Adding points.
Yes.
So everything now is on the gravy train.
Well,
I would use whipped cream because I like whipped cream much better than.
Well, actually, when you add it, you're just. It's just all gravy is what I've heard.
All gravy.
It's all gravy, which I like gravy. I like gravy a lot.
You know, I do too. We don't have it a lot, but the other night.
My wife she must be the only Italian in the world. Isn't that crazy about gravy?
Well, I think Italians.
I asked Phil Rizzo, what's the matter with you guys? You don't like it? You Italians don't like that? He says, no. I like gravy. I don't know what you're talking about. So, okay. It's just my wife's preference. Okay. I got it.
They're more into tomato paste and sauces and marinara and
throw things in the mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Have you ever gone to an Italian restaurant and saw anything with gravy in it? Or on it?
No.
Now you go to an American restaurant.
American.
Gravy everything.
Yeah.
Gravy on your...
Yeah, I got some donuts.
Want some gravy with that? Yeah. Bring me some gravy. How about an ice cream and gravy?
Bring some gravy. Yeah.
And whipped cream on it too.
Yeah. But yeah.
But so, I was saying.
Now let me ask you this: as they are now heading towards the tournament.
Oh, okay.
I'm just wondering if her points continue to count.
They do.
Okay.
They do. I
didn't know.
She's got two regular season games left.
Oh, two games left. Okay.
Yeah, and then they go into the tournament. Now, I don't know if tournament point. That's a good question. The research department will have to look.
Okay.
That up.
Okay.
But I don't know. Another thing I don't know either is, Caitlin Clark is a junior. She's going to.
She's going to the NBA. WNBA.
Good
yeah.
for her.
Yeah.
And she's energized. I mean. She's packing the arenas in which she is playing, and I guess once she announced that she was going to the women's national, the ticket. Of course, they don't know where she's going.
Right. And yeah.
The ticket. Why would you buy tickets not knowing where she's
going?
Well,
you're going to look at they're in the off season, right? WNBA, are they playing right now?
The WNBA.
I thought they played in the summertime. Right.
They don't. So,
whoever is going to pick first is going to take her. So that's how you can determine where she's going.
Yeah.
And again, I don't watch the WNBA enough, even in statistics, to tell you.
Well, she's already been on some commercials because now she can do that with the
right with the NIL, Lakers. Right?
And she said, and she seems like a very humble, young lady, and she says, I hope one day to be sitting in the arena when somebody breaks my record. That's very nice. And the woman that had the record before her was in the audience the other day when she broke her record. So, and Pete Maravich's record. And you're right, though. I mean, you could argue, well, gosh, if Pete Maravich and this other woman, too,
when there was no three-point shot. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, who knows? Pete Maravich could have had a lot more.
He could have had a lot more, but again... It was more hitting the rim type thing, you know, not dunking, but, you know, hitting the square around the rim and going in.
Yeah.
The 2-point game was really, the layup was king then.
Yeah. I don't know if, I think the 3 points made the game even more interesting.
I agree.
Like the 3-pointers.
I agree.
Sometimes it's overdone and
that's one article that, have in the Wall Street Journal in their sports section they have out about every other day or so was saying that has the NBA overdone the 3 points?
Because mm-hmm.
it seems like that's all people want to shoot now is the 3 points.
Well, but if you're a really good 3-point shooter,
well, like
you're
Steph
probably
Curry.
30 to 40%. I mean,
right.
then you get underneath. So it's an essential part of the game. Oh, how about that 3-pointer the other night when Max Strus from 59 feet away at the buzzer made that shot? I don't know if you saw that video.
No.
I saw it live. It was incredible. Yeah. It was the most perfect 3-point shot I've ever seen. And in that way, in that context, it's fabulous.
Yeah.
And they beat the Mavericks.
Yeah.
And you saw the shot. The buzzer go off, and it just went right in, swish. And there was a Mavs player on the bench looking at it, and his face changed from joy to horror.
Yeah.
sad or whatever.
Yeah.
Disappointment.
Dismay.
Yeah. And the place went crazy. And the Cavs have not played stellar since the
No.
Also.
But he's also playing not to get people hurt. So some of the stars, he's not playing as long as he normally would. Plus, they still have two of them that are still coming back from the injury.
Yeah. But getting back to the WNBA, I guess she would be eligible to play this year.
Yeah. She will be the first pick.
I don't know anything about the Women's National Basketball Association contract or what she is entitled to as a rookie or anything. I'm sure she's going to get a lot of money up front as, you know, a bonus.
Right.
And then endorsements. I mean, she's going to make a lot of money that way as well. And well, good for her.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you right now the equivalent in the men's college ranks. I don't know. I just simply do not follow college basketball that much. There's just too much else to follow. Like, do we need to take a...
Yeah, hang on just a second here.
So where were we?
We were just, I think, finishing up.
Caitlin
Clark.
Yes. Well, very promising future for her. Very promising future for women's college.
She did that on senior day, even though she wasn't a senior. I didn't know that was illegal. I thought that would be illegal.
I think she had one more year of eligibility. She could be a senior, but I think because of COVID.
Well, there's usually 5 years of eligibility anyway,
yeah,
isn't there?
Yeah. So, and I think with COVID, a lot of college players got. There's some are 42 years old because of COVID, still playing college.
Yeah.
So, anyway, good for her. Now, the other milestone.
An amazing milestone. Again, an unbelievable milestone.
Yeah. From a young man from...
A kid from Akron.
LeBron James started the 40,000 point. That's almost incomprehensible. 40,000 point. That's 10 times more than Caitlin Clark. Of course, they only play a few, you know, 36 games.
Right.
But can you, 40,000 points.
Here's an interesting stat that this article said. It said if you split James' career in half, take his first 10 seasons and then his next 11 seasons, you have two Hall of Fame careers in those two different.
Isn't that something?
That is absolutely amazing.
When he does finally retire, why wait 5 years? That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I mean, there's some players that are so good.
It's got to be unanimous. I mean,
there'll be some
bozos.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Who was it that got unanimous not too long ago in baseball? Was it Derek Jeter or somebody?
I don't think it was Jeter. No,
I'm trying. There was one
was it
guy.
Junior got unanimous.
No, I think one. There was one that got in without any objections.
Ken Griffey Jr., I thought it was.
Yeah. But you're some...
Sports writer who thinks he knows more. Well, I don't think...
I mean, Tom Brady, when he's eligible. Really? I mean, do you have to wait 5 years?
Well, the reason for the wait is they don't want you to go back in after your Hall of Fame.
Oh,
and there's only one player that even attempted that. Jim Palmer, he was in the Hall of Fame, he tried to get back in 5 years out of playing, and he didn't make the team.
Yeah.
But it was great publicity for their spring training.
Yeah, yeah.
It was with Baltimore, I think.
You know, how much longer can he go is a question. How long does he want to continue? I mean, the Lakers, I don't know if they're even in contention to get into the playoffs. They're in last place in their Pacific division at 33-29.
And last 33-29 is the last place
in their. Well, this is stupid. I don't know why they have these stupid divisions in basketball.
Well, they get to a certain point in a month, it'll all become two divisions.
I mean, if you win your division, do you get anything extra? No, you still go how you are in the entire conference.
In the Eastern or Western Conference.
I don't understand it. It must be scheduling purposes. They have that. You know, I got to have the research department look into that.
Okay. Well, you're overtaxing. You're asking them two questions in 1 week.
Yeah.
I don't know that works.
Well, first of all, I can know when the three-point play went into effect. second, what was the thing, too, that we were going to research? I forgot.
Yeah. Cause
I forgot my focus factor.
I know that the 3-point went into effect at college earlier than the NBA.
Oh, I didn't know that
either. Yeah. It was in college for several years before the 3-point.
But the divisions make no sense. Like, Cleveland is like half a game behind Milwaukee. But they're pretty much, if they stay in the top four, they got home court to start the playoffs. There's 8 teams from every conference that make the playoff. Plus, I think now they have a play-in, too, to get into the playoffs in the NBA. So Cleveland's got to focus in to getting one of the top spots. They're not going to beat Boston. Boston is, you know, they're 48-12.
Yeah, I think the best record in all the NBA.
Yeah,
I think.
And Cleveland's 39-21. So it's highly, highly unlikely they're going to surpass Boston, but they're in position to be second or third, and that's excellent position to be in the playoffs. So,
according to this,
yes,
it would have been 1976. The 3-point came to college. Then 1979, the NBA adopted the 3-point line.
So I was only like 2.
Yeah, that's why you wouldn't remember.
Why
you only remember the 3-point line. I guess is what.
Yeah, I heard. That there was.
Yeah, you saw a documentary on it, I'm sure, you know.
So, there was no shot clock at one time either.
There was no shot clock.
I mean, you could have the old four-corner play? I mean,
yes.
I read in the books, history books.
Yes.
And you would have some games in college like 15-10 because they would play the four corners.
Right.
Meaning keep the ball away from
the other team.
And they finally said, well, this is extremely boring.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I wasn't watching basketball then. I know it was there, but I didn't remember.
Oh, I didn't know that either, but I think my clone may have told me that that happened. But again, the shot clock did change the game. Now, I don't know if in high school they have the shot clock.
I know before high school they don't, but I think in high school now they do.
Because if you got a team that's really, really very good and you run up the score by 10, 15 points and you go into the four-corner offense to keep the ball away forever from the other team, I mean, I think they have to have a way to speed up games even in high school.
So the NBA had a 24-second limit since 1954.
Since 1954?
Yeah. That was even before my time.
No. You probably were there at that first game.
The FIBA introduced a 30-second shot clock in 1956, which I'm not sure what the FIBA is.
I think it's the International Basketball.
Okay, and then the Women's National Basketball Association had a 30-second clock shot originally, and then did switch that to 24 seconds in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Collegiate basketball uses a... What the heck is this? Right in the middle of the thing here, really? Okay. Dang it. Okay, well, it just says why they did it. Okay, which is what we, you know... If you had a 10-point, 15-point lead, and you just keep it away from the other team.
Yeah. And I remember people telling me that in the past, the scores were so low, that's the reason for the competition.
But the thing that confuses me.
Is a lot of things.
A lot of things. But, you know, the shot clock goes, but if they possess the ball, but the other team swats it out of bounds, so they get it back, the shot clock does not go back to 24 seconds.
No,
it continues on. See, that's wrong.
Yeah, if you have
possession of the ball
and somebody swipes it out of bounds, you get the ball back. You may only have 3 seconds to get the ball.
You might. You know that.
Now, if you rebound it,
if it hits the rim or the backboard,
you get another 14 seconds.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So, well, it certainly.
I just thought that was part of the unfair aspect of that. If the opposing team knocks it out, you should get your 24 seconds back.
Or 14.
Or at least 14.
Yeah. I don't know why they don't they do that.
And nobody seems to complain about it but me, so I guess okay. It's okay with the players.
You know, the guys, I mean, what's his name that does the TV for the Cavs? He does an excellent job. I can't. And then Brad Doherty and Austin Carr now switch off and on to do the analysis.
Okay.
Brad Doherty's much better this year than he was last year.
Okay.
In my opinion. Austin Carr is always great.
Oh, yeah.
And he got player perspective of the game. But
just like on radio, they have the player there.
Jim Jones.
Jim Jones. And he is right on it. He's great at explaining what happened or what.
Well, to a fault, though. Jim Jones, if you listen.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We got
the most exciting, but he certainly knows the game.
It was kind of, I watched the game on Sunday, and it was kind of, they lost, but very sentimental because they were honoring Nick Gilbert.
Okay.
And they had the bow tie. Everybody was wearing bow ties, and that was his image moniker that. The young man passed away with this kind of rare disease at age of 26. Dan Gilbert and his entire family were there, and they had a...
That's the first public appearance I think Dan Gilbert's made.
He didn't look great
since
either.
His stroke. So I think he didn't gain a lot back from his stroke.
He has. But he became very emotional at halftime when they did a tribute to his son, who was there for many, many draft picks and did quite well.
Yes.
But
isn't he the one that picked the one that got LeBron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his nickname was Gilly. And I guess they're opening a kind of restaurant facility somewhere to honor him. And it was quite an emotional thing to watch. And his dad and mom were there and teared up and... I mean, he was right there behind one of the baskets, too, next to the bench. And and he looked pretty good. I don't know how disabled. It was a terrible stroke. It must have been.
It was a massive stroke. Yeah,
and to come back from that. You know, overall, I think he's been a pretty darn good owner.
You know what? I was just going to mention that, too. I think of the owners that we've had in the past, he was the one that was willing to pay the extra, to pay the penalties, and coming out of his pocket. Not that he doesn't own 3 casinos and a mortgage company and a loan company.
Well, he's a self-made man.
He is.
I mean, you have to give the guy tremendous credit. It's not like the doofuses who earned the money the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, they inherited it. Yeah.
Now they don't even have the business because it was so corrupt.
That they were forced to sell it. Yeah.
The Dolans... kind of the same way in a little bit.
They didn't have the money. They bought it.
The owners of the Guardians, just to make clear.
Yes. They just don't have the money that their cousin has that runs a cable franchise in New York.
Oh, I thought that was part of the whole thing. I mean, they had cable here in Cleveland, and they sold it out to Sports Time Ohio.
Well, they created that channel.
Okay, they created it. Yeah. And they sold it. And I don't know what their source of income is now. I really don't.
They were lawyers.
Oh, okay.
They were lawyers to begin with.
Yeah. I know one of the Dolans are running for U.S. Senate.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that. Yeah.
Matt Dolan.
Okay.
I think he's not directly in the ownership line of command, but of the owners that we have of the major sports, Dan Gilbert, even though he had controversy.
He did.
When he was upset when LeBron left. We were upset when LeBron left.
Yeah, not like we made a bad program about him or anything.
No,
which
was destroyed.
Yeah. I did put that one on.
But everybody was disappointed.
Everyone was disappointed.
And, And yeah. again, it was the way he did it. We understand him right. wanting opportunities to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And at that time.
And that's what people were saying. Wait, he was allowed to go. He said, yes, he was. But it's the way he did it.
Yeah,
you know, it was so classless. And actually, Maverick Carter, I guess, was really tried very hard not to let him do that way.
Yeah.
But LeBron is his own person. And he said, look, I'm not making any money off this, but I'm giving all the money I would have earned to the boys club and girls club.
Mm-hmm.
And so he did. It was a fundraiser thing, but just the way he did it was such, and you know, you had other, it was so interesting because the way he did that, he had all these teams come to court him. And then he interviewed with his teams when they came in. All of them walked out saying, he's not leaving Cleveland. They had no indication at all that he was even, so even NBA teams were shocked when he said he was leaving.
Well, he called it, I'm taking my talents.
My talents.
To South Beach.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the only, and it's just primarily Northeast Ohio basketball fans were upset with him. That's the only glitch in his wonderful career that he's still going on and pursuing these 40,000 points. But he came back.
Yep.
He got us a championship, the only championship we've had in eons as a major league franchise. So,
you know, after he left, and I don't normally do this, I made a comment onto a Yahoo article on his move. And so this guy from Miami said, why are you a hater? Yeah. Because I just basically said, well, good luck to him. I don't care if he ever wins a championship or not down there. Mm-hmm. And he said, why are you a hater? Oh, I'm not a hater. And it's the same guy came back 4 years later when he left Miami to come back to Cleveland. Oh, yeah, well, he's just a part-time player. He's not really doing his part. And he's good riddance to him. And I'm thinking, you know, buddy.
Fans are fickle. That's why they're called fans.
Right,
fanatics
right.
are furries.
So, you know, You know, well, you can't disagree with somebody without being called a hater, you know.
Yeah.
Which is silly, or a communist, you know.
We disagree, but I don't hate you, David.
I don't hate you either. I salute you.
Well, you should salute me.
It was a Benny Hill salute, but I saluted you.
Benny Hill.
Yeah. I mean, again, he was before your time.
Oh, okay.
He was a British comedian, kind of a little bit bawdy.
I heard about him.
Yeah.
Once again, thank goodness for YouTube. I would not know any of this stuff you're talking about. So, quite an accomplishment. I just wonder how much longer he's going to go. I mean, it doesn't appear that the Lakers are going to be in the playoffs once again.
Well, they're over 500. I don't know.
Well, and
the other division of the Western Conference.
Yeah, I don't think they have a chance. I mean, there's one. They're at 532. Everyone in the Pacific Division is above him. That's four other teams. I don't think they're going to come close to making the playoffs this year.
They didn't make it last year.
No, so.
But we know what
he
loves
out there. I mean, that's where his interests, business what? Interests are. He doesn't need to make any more. He may be the first billion-dollar athlete with all his assets that he has. I mean, not only that, he's...
Because Michael Jordan achieved that, but not until after he'd been out and was into ownership and things like that.
So, but he's in incredible health and shape physically and physically.
And even though his numbers are down from when he started,
they ain't bad.
Any almost any other NBA player would love to have the numbers he puts up every game.
Yeah.
I think the last game he scored... He's only had.
Well, he made a great play the other day to win the game in the last second of the game. Again, I forgot guess who, but I mean, Golden State is down. The Clippers are doing quite well.
He's had 866 consecutive games with 10 points or more, and the closest one on the list next of the active players has 169 games.
Oh, jeez.
And he has not scored fewer than 10 points. The last time he did that was January 6th of 2007 with 8 points against Milwaukee. He probably had the flu that day.
Oh, yeah.
He probably had the flu that day.
But can you imagine consistently having double figures for 866 games?
No.
That's just incredible. How many, you know, right now it's just, I don't think we've had a player this year on the Cavaliers have a triple-double. He used to get triple-doubles twice a week.
Yes.
That's how great a player he is.
And it's not just the scoring that drives him. He's number four on the all-time list of assists.
On rebounds, too. So that's a triple-double, scoring and double figures. Double figures and assists and double figures and rebounds. If people don't know what a triple-double is. Now, you think that's an ice cream.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Triple-double.
Triple-double.
Butter pecan.
Scoops of ice cream. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just looking here. And they said that he could, the all-time list Chris Paul has, but he's still, Chris Paul, has a chance to pass him depending on how long, much longer both plays. Chris Paul is still playing.
Yes.
He's got the most assists, depending on when, if he gives it up. But if he doesn't, he's already going to be number four on all-time assists.
Well, that's incredible because he's also one of the top scorers. Well, he's the top scorer ever.
He is.
Not only is he scoring a lot, he's helping other people through assists.
Right.
That's incredible.
He's a guy that always makes the team better around him.
That's right. Unfortunately, the Lakers must not have the talent. But again, they did
with Kobe Bryant. They had him, and after Shaq left, did they have a championship after Shaq left?
I don't recall.
I don't.
Again, I've been watching regularly the Cavs, and I enjoy watching them. They lost to the Knicks Sunday, which is frustrating because of
that's
what happened.
That's the team we
the
have
playoff.
To go through, right?
Well, they didn't have Donovan Mitchell, and they didn't have another player too. Donovan Mitchell is he's an essential part of the team.
Yeah, he had some kind of illness, well, maybe the flu.
Yeah, well, he was on the bench, and he cheered on, and I think they're in the position that they can, you know, kind of, if they play 500, they'll be fine. They'll be in the top four of the Eastern Conference, and that means home court advantage, but. Playoff basketball in the NBA is a whole different breed.
Right.
And the addition of Max Strus and George Niang has helped this team immensely. Also, a kid named Sam Merrill coming off the bench, and he had 7 3-pointers the other
night. Yeah.
Because Donald Mitchell. And Donald Mitchell, he's up there cheering, and gosh, I hope they can keep him. He just seems like a great guy. He's a kind of young man I would like to have over and make some barbecue with. You know what I mean? Just sit down and talk to him because he really is a pleasant young man. And I just hope we can keep him. He's from New York, you know, and that's
he
the
thought
problem.
He was, when he was being traded, he knew he was going to be traded. He thought he was going to New York.
Yeah.
They found Cleveland, but he's found a good home here in Cleveland.
He did.
The fans truly appreciate him. He came in saying, here I am, Cleveland. I'm going to do the best I can for you. And the whole town fell in love with him.
Yeah. Speaking of somebody who is falling in love with Cleveland is Joe Flacco.
Has he?
I heard on the radio, the fans, so it has to be true, that Joe Flacco really, really, really wants to come back.
Except and he'd like to start. If he doesn't start,
he says through this reporter, and he's the guy from the Illyria Lorraine Chronicle, who is very good.
Yeah, actually is.
I forgot his name right at the top of my head, but he follows the Browns beat, and they actually have a beat run. Well, of course, the Beacon does too, and Flacco is very interested, not becoming first string somewhere else or what they call a bridge quarterback. He loves it here. He loves the town, and he would be all right being the backup to Deshaun Watson.
To the rusty guy?
Huh?
To the rusty guy?
Yeah, the rusty. Well, Deshaun Watson.
Didn't he just have another surgery on his shoulder?
Who, Deshaun Watson?
Yeah.
No, he's supposed to come back this month. Starting to throw.
Right, but I think he hasn't been allowed to. Okay, from surgery, he hasn't been allowed to throw yet.
Yeah, until this month. Right. Sometime this month. But then everybody said, okay, this reporter indicated that Flacco wants to come back, but is that a good thing, given the fact that fans being what they are?
I think Flacco's not going to like, or not Flacco, I think Deshaun Watson's not going to like it.
No, I mean, I don't know. I don't
know. You know how fickle fans are. If he comes back with his rust, how long is it going to be before we start hearing Flacco?
That's a controversy in waiting. And then the report, I mean, the guys like Phelps and Baskins, were talking that, is this us all we need now after all these controversies in quarterback that we've had since 1999? Do we really want another one? Because it's instant controversy if Flacco comes back.
Well, you know what? I think it's more up to Haslam than anyone else at this point.
I'm upset with the players. They gave the Haslams a...
Yes, they did.
B-minus as owners.
Yes.
Don't they know they're doofuses?
Apparently not. Or they won't admit to it, even though it's all unanimous.
Unanimous.
It should be unanimous that they...
Well, I guess the National Football League Players Association did this poll. And this is a little off the subject with Flacco, but it surprised me that the ownership of the Browns got as high as they did, and the ownership of the Kansas City Chiefs that won the Super Bowl again 2 years in a row got an F minus. How can you get an F minus? And the coach got an A plus. But the ownership of the Hunts, who own the Kansas City Chiefs, got an F minus.
But they put together a championship team.
It makes no sense.
You know, 1 year away from what people would truly call a dynasty.
Well, that may be because other factors, like how they treat families. That's the Browns got a D. The food, C+. Nutrition, C+. Training room, C+. Training staff, they got a B-. Weight room, a D. Strength coach, a B+. Terrible weight room, good strength coach. What else here?
Well, when I read the complaints about the weight room, though, I don't blame them. I guess they're building on and making the weight room a room by itself. I think they had it in a large closet, or a large walk-in closet or something.
Well,
is what it sounded like to me from their comments.
State of the art. Travel, D. And head coach, B-. So, that's interesting. The coach did worse than the owner. And I thought the coach did the best job he has.
I think Stefanski did an amazing job. I think that he earned the fact that he was coach of the year. I could have accepted the guy in Houston getting it too. Cause what he, he turned his franchise around. I could have lived with that. I think Stefanski did earn that with all the troubles and adversity and quarterbacks, and player injuries that they were able to march other people in there to pick up right where the next guy left off.
Yeah. Well, it's just surprising that the Super Bowl winners' owners are F-, and the doofuses are B. Now, I don't know how about this.
And that's how their players feel about them.
Yeah. It's just, but Andy Reid got an A+, the head coach. So obviously they love Andy Reid. You know who did overall the best was the Minnesota Vikings.
Really, the Vikings, really?
I guess they have a Taj Mahal training facility and training room, weight room. It's just supposed to be spectacular. Well,
and whenever you have that much go right, then you got to have good grades in those departments.
Yeah. But it was just interesting. But getting back to Flacco, I can't see it happening. I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know what the information this reporter got that indicated that Flacco wants to come.
Because I've read online, so it must be true, that Flacco really would like to start somewhere. And what quarterback wants to be a backup?
Well, that leaves GTR. What's he going to do?
I would consider him a third string. And you know what? I mentioned this yesterday on the show we had, is that I think it was stupid for them to bring in yet another different quarterback that last regular season game that they lost.
Yes. Was he anyway? You don't even remember his name.
No, he was in for one game and gone. Why did he not throw in, DTR.
Yeah, yes, he was. He was hurt.
Was he hurt at that point?
Yes.
All right.
It was either between him or PJ Walker. They put the other guy in.
I heard somebody, they ought to start PJ Walker. He won us a game, you know. I'm thinking, he also gives him the ball more than he can hold on to.
Yeah, also did Flacco in the last game.
No, he still had three touchdowns.
Yeah, well, anyway.
It's your defense that lets you down.
I would be somewhat surprised if Flacco returns.
I would be shocked. Yeah. I would be shocked.
Yeah.
Oh, in a happy way. I would not fear having Joe Flacco back up.
I don't think Watson's going to be game ready by September. That's what everybody is saying.
If he's just starting to throw, what kind of velocity is he going to have by September?
Well, it's still 6 months. I mean, I don't know. Another guy that is worrying a lot of Browns fans is what they're going to do with Chubb, because he may not be ready to go. The thinking is he's getting old and
for running back.
I think it would be a public relations disaster for Nick Chubb to be cut. Now, they may restructure his contract, which is up, and maybe something like $5 million, which to us mortals is an amazing amount of money.
Yeah.
But to a guy who's contributed to this team and the community like Nick Chubb, that's not a lot of money. But I don't think he could get that anywhere else right now.
Coming off of this kind of injury, double injury.
Yeah. So I think if they're smart, and I think the general manager of this
team. The general manager's smart.
Bear, I don't
but
know.
He still has to do what the owner tells him.
You know, $5 million to these people are nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. Because they did raise the salary cap.
So,
for each
but
team.
This Sean Watson has just sucked them dry. This sucked them dry.
And in 2 years, we've got 12 games out of them.
Yeah. And people are all excited about the National Football League combine happening in Indianapolis and watching potential first rounders. We don't get to do that. Once again, we'll be stuck with the second round pick.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, next year we finally get one again.
We finally get a first round pick again.
The trade's been a disaster.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll all turn around, but it doesn't look or feel that way. Now, I'll be glad for the Browns fans to eat my words, but I think it's a disaster of a trade.
In all of his 12 games, he's had one outstanding game against a really good team.
Yeah. Well, he was 6-1 or 5-1 this year when he played.
Right.
And that Baltimore game was the gravy train.
It was the gravy train, or at least the gravy. Yeah.
You can buy a lot of gravy with what
he makes. You can buy a lot of gravy with what he makes, yeah. And they're going to restructure his deal again, probably.
Well, everybody does that.
So he gets his
money
up front.
But you know what? I know you are upset about that. Denzel Ward just had his contract redone.
Mm-hmm.
But it is simply to give the money up front. That's what they do.
Yeah, I understand that.
And if you're a player, instead of waiting a whole year, I get my $40 million up front.
I'm not blaming the players. But what it is the ownership made this very stupid move.
Very.
Very stupid move.
So far.
So far. Certainly for 2 years of it.
Yeah.
And they give them up all this money up front. And so that, you know, because instead of living out their, what should happen is they live out the restrictions they have because of that. No, they turn around and give them more money up front. So that gives them more money to work with. Exactly. I know it's legal. But what they did, I think it's cheating. It's legal
cheating.
Every
team does it.
I don't care about the other team. I don't care about the other team.
I care about Buffalo.
You know, and I don't care. And I don't care that we did that to Denzel Ward. You know, I don't care. But I do care that they took this guy that they gave the whole farm away for, And then he doesn't perform what he does, and then they still give him up all the money. It's guaranteed. They're going to give it to him. But they give it up front so that it doesn't hurt them. I say if you're going to pay them up front, a big portion of that still has to go to your salary cap. But I'm not the one making the rules.
No. Well, and Denzel Ward, I think...
I don't have a problem with Denzel Ward.
He's a good player.
And he's not making the kind of money him anyway.
I think he makes about, I could be dead wrong, $20
million. Maybe, yeah.
And so they'll give him $18 million up front, and the poor guy's got to try to survive on the $2
million. On the $2 million he gets.
But he gets some money
up front. Well, he gets a per diem, too, so that's okay, you know.
So you can't, you know, the player, gosh, I got this money up front. I don't have to.
I don't blame the player.
I don't get my check every month, every week. I get it up front. I love it.
I don't blame the players at all for
I wish you would pay me up front. I'm waiting 17 years.
All right, I'll bring the peanuts in tomorrow.
17 years I've been waiting for my bonus. Naria. I do get these hostess cakes.
You do, hostess cakes.
They're very good.
Yeah, those little coffee cakes there.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah.
I'll eat them right after the show. I didn't want to eat them and start coughing.
I know you'd sweeten up a little bit on me, but no.
Oh, you know, this is, I don't know how much time we got left.
Not too much.
Marla Rittenhouse wrote an article.
I saw that. Yeah. It's our retired.
I think she just may have come out. They called her Akron Beacon Journal columnist.
They did.
And she was around for years and years and years and years and retired. And I saw her writing an article about the bond of the Cleveland Cavaliers team. And I haven't seen another article since. So maybe she.
That was the first article since she retired that I've seen.
Well, they don't have a guy designated for the Cavs.
No, they don't.
I should say a person. A reporter. Yeah. And she did a really good job covering the Cavs and the Guardians and Indians at the time. And so maybe she's helping out because Ryan Lewis does cover the Guardians. I think they even sent him to Goodyear.
Yeah.
I was shocked. Well, he had to ride a bicycle. They didn't want to pay for a plane.
Yeah, that was a 3-week trip just getting him down there.
Oh, I tell you.
I did want to say, I did listen to a game the other day on the radio.
Oh,
and it was so cool to hear baseball again. However, I needed a scorecard because I didn't recognize anything. I didn't know who was playing on what team because I didn't recognize any of the names.
Well, being fortunate enough to, in years past, to go to spring training, you get your starters playing maybe two or three innings and they get out of there. And they go back to the facility and start, you know, more batting practice, more throwing and things like that. And I guess Carrasco and Bieber has gone to this guy in Scottsdale that, have apparently strengthened their grip somehow and make their fastball faster.
So, yeah. But Carrasco's problem wasn't just his velocity. It was his location.
And getting old. 37. He's old.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you got pitchers though, like Verlander older than that.
But, you know, if he pitches out of bullpen, he doesn't have to pitch as many as long as he can get them out.
Well, I don't know if he'll make the team. I really don't. It just depends on somebody. He's not going to break into the starting rotation.
And as long as they're all healthy, he will not. Yeah.
I hear music.
You hear music.
Did I pass away?
No. It's the band. The sports sidebar band. Yeah.
Quasimodo goes to the doctor for his annual checkup.
Okay.
I think something is wrong with your back, the doctor says. What makes you say that, says Quasi. I ask, the doctor replies, it's just a hunch.
Just a hunch, yeah.
I kind of. Okay, a pessimist blood type is always B negative.
Oh, yes, it
all
is.
All right, okay. It is. A little bit better than the Quasimodo?
I like the Quasimodo one.
Oh, okay.
But he needs to stay out of Paris. That would be better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's getting a new gig.
He is, yeah.
With a new, motor bomb.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
We'll see you next week on Sports Sidebar. Enjoy that weather right now.